Uploading.
Three, two, one.
Winner! Well, welcome everybody back to another episode of Backstage Banter. Quick roll call, Harry's here.
Justice is here.
Johnny's here.
Fantastic, we've got the whole crew. And right now what's happening just while we're doing this is that we're just setting up the set. So we thought we'd come and just do a backstage banter. If you're in Australia, that's how that sounds.
Yeah, banter.
Guys, I've been thinking a lot about like the best after school snack.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Because like, you know, like when you come home from school.
Starving.
Hungry as.
Really hungry.
Like super duper hungry. Yeah. And like the first question is, did you eat what's in your lunchbox?
No, never. Do you know I used to chuck my sandwiches into the bush on the way home?
Why?
Because they were young.
What was in your sandwich?
I don't know. Ham.
Well, you don't know because you threw it into the bush?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you ever try it? Like,
no.
Okay,
I used to try
your sandwiches once.
Unless it was like Marmite or peanut butter.
Wait, so you would rate Mama and peanut butter over a ham sandwich.
Look, okay, ham sandwiches had tomato in it, which made it soggy.
Yeah.
And I was not
fatal error.
There is a key to
that's
that.
A fatal error. Yes.
Did you make them yourself?
No, my mum did.
Sorry, mum.
if you are listening.
but you shouldn't do that. You should eat your lunch.
You should eat your lunch.
Assuming you've eaten your lunch and you come home and you're like, okay, cool, I'm hungry now.
Yes.
What would your go-to snackage be?
Okay, let me think.
The most ultimate time I ever did this was bacon was real cheap back in the day. And Mum and Dad used to buy heaps of bacon.
Wow.
And then we would literally just get a piece of bacon,
yes.
Put it into a plate, put it in the microwave for a minute.
Microwave, that's good.
Yeah, disgusting as it might sound. And you have bacon sandwiches.
That crunchy, yum.
Okay. No, it's not crunchy though. It's like
soggy.
Soggy.
Oh, okay, I don't know
how soggy cooked. Bacon.
But cooked.
What? Who wants soggy
that
bacon?
That bacon so wrong. Like, how could you?
Bacon's meant to be
okay.
Meant to
have,
be
you, crunchy. Have you tried it?
No.
Well, then don't judge it.
Okay, can I talk about my snack?
Yes, you can.
I used to make mouse traps. So you get your bread,
classic.
You put some tomato sauce.
I've never heard of what this
slab
is.
Slab of cheese.
Mouse trap is not with
no, listen,
that.
Listen. Tomato sauce, cheese, put it in the oven and it comes out.
That's not a mouse trap. Mouse
if you're going to say Marmite,
is Marmite and cheese.
No,
it's cheese and tomato sauce and toast.
Can I just say, both of those sound not very great.
Okay. Oh, I mean, that's true, but she's wrong.
My favourite snack for afternoon snackage time.
Yes.
Rice bubbles.
Yuck. Really?
Just rice bubbles?
No, with milk and sugar. Yeah, have to.
Rice bubbles is not good.
Really? I like it when you put them in your mouth and you can hear them going.
I hate that. I don't want chemical reactions going on in my mouth when I'm eating my food.
It's not a chemical reaction. It's
literally rice bubbles reacting to the milk.
Do you know what it is? It's the circle.
It's definitely not circle of life.
But rice bubbles or Cocoa Pops. Cocoa Pops all
Cocoa
the way.
Pops all
you
the
get
way.
Chocolate milk at the end.
Just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy.
Yes.
That used to be the song.
Yeah.
The other thing we would have is tiny teddies.
Yes, with chocolate on one side.
Oh, must
tiny
be nice.
Yes.
Must be nice.
Yeah, bougie.
We had the like vanilla and the chocolate bit inside. Like, and it wasn't really chocolate. I just feel like all they did was put like a bit of gravel in there.
Yeah.
Or burnt leftover biscuit
so
they
tough.
Put in there.
So
tough luck.
Okay, do you guys remember? I'm just gonna jump in there.
Yeah.
String cheese.
Yeah, wasn't that good though?
What?
Is that like,
that was my
what
favorite.
Is that?
It's like this cheese slab and you'd like peel it and eat the cheese.
It's wow. Disgusting.
Yeah, string
it's
cheese.
Like, it's plastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't think we ever had those.
No.
We never had those.
Well, there's good reason. It was disgusting. But do you know what my sister used to have all the time?
Yes.
Which was just weird and odd. Frozen mixed veggies.
Raw.
You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
Raw. You'd come home from school and be like, I want some frozen broccoli.
Frozen mixed veggies, yeah.
Wow,
or
okay.
Like peas and the carrots and the corn? No.
That's what
like, I'm okay if that's part of my dinner. Like, that's a good dinner. They put that on the dinner, but I'd want them cooked, but not as a snack.
Yeah, interesting.
That's not what I'm after.
She's the odd one in the family. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember? This is like, I don't think they're around anymore. But there used to be this thing, and they were called Dunkaroos.
I was just going to say Dunkaroos.
Yeah, I have no idea.
On my level,
you don't
please
know.
What?
Yeah, I actually don't know.
So they were like tiny teddy biscuits, but they were kangaroos.
Yeah.
And then there was like chocolate or strawberry or
vanilla.
And you would like It was like icing, effectively, and you dunk them in the icing.
So good.
Oh, so good.
But they'll be in your bag for, obviously, long time, and in summertime it'll get real gooey, and so you had a real gooey sauce.
Yeah, not good.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds very nice.
Did you have Lee snacks?
I did have Lee snacks.
Lee snacks always.
Love them.
I'm a no on a Lee snack.
Oh, I don't like Lee snacks. Maybe I just like the cheese.
I think there's a common truth. You like cheese. Yeah. Snackage. I just want cheese. That isn't real cheese. I just want plastic. That's what I want. So Dunkaroos were always good. And the things we never.
Oh, so sorry.
No, go.
What about roll-ups? The sheet of roll-up that you wrap around your thumb.
That's really good.
And then you just like.
I don't know. I never got roll-ups.
Sorry?
As a kid, I never got roll-ups.
Oh, you poor deprived child.
No, I had Lee snacks, which I didn't like. And I also had, what were those LCM bars?
LCM bars. Oh, and you just eat the little lollies on top.
Never had them.
And I don't think I really missed out on them, to be honest.
Nah. I wonder what's in kids' lunchboxes today.
I'll tell you what. In my kids' lunchboxes?
Yeah, you're a dad.
A lot of fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way to do it.
Because you're not really allowed too much sugary stuff in your lunchbox now at school.
True.
Yeah, they recommend you don't put that kind of stuff in there anymore.
And well, I suppose...
You feel like the bad parent if you do, so...
Well, nah, because the thing is, I suppose it makes sense, because at school, you should be feeding your brain healthy food.
Right.
Totally.
So maybe, your
we
sister...
We didn't do too bad at school, though, did we?
Well...
Did we? Maybe we did. maybe that's why we're doing this podcast now and not doing
other stuff. Let's just say none of us are building rocket ships, okay?
Well...
But maybe your sister, elder sister... you're not making a rocket ship, you're doing this podcast. Maybe your elder sister had it right with frozen vegetables the whole time, and
she's
just
not making a rocket ship though. So,
well,
hey, can you get a brain freeze from frozen vegetables?
100%. You have to.
You have to.
Too many.
Isn't it weird that brain freeze has nothing to do with your brain and everything to do with just the back of your throat?
I'm confused.
What?
Because you put it in, and because the back of your throat gets cold, it hurts your brain.
So
I'm using my hands
freeze.
To illustrate where my throat is and where the back of my head is.
But
so it's
hurts
really a throat freeze. Yeah, but. No.
Like, right between the nose and the eyes. That's where it hurts.
Yeah, but it's actually to do with the back of your throat. Anyway, what have we learned today, guys? We've learned that...
Mousetraps are Marmite and cheese and not tomato sauce and cheese.
And that's incorrect. That's what I learned.
We've learned that Dunkaroos were a great after-school snack.
They were.
And so are frozen vegetables, apparently.
Frozen vegetables are the way to go. Yep. And if you're Justice, all you want to do is eat plastic cheese.
That's right. Come on now.
Well, that's what we've learned. Thanks for joining us today. And I hope that you enjoy your... What?
Plastic cheese.
Your plastic cheese and your Justice. And
I will,
Dunkaroos.
Thank you.
Enjoyable.
We should bring that Dunkaroos. We should start up a petition.
All right. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.